Audio 237. Describe a good law in your country. I guess one of the most influential laws that has taken effect since 2016 is definitely the two-child policy. I'm glad that the decades-long one-child policy finally ended as the new law became effective on January 1, 2016. So, at present, all married couples are allowed to have two children. This law is actually a revised version of the previous rule, where they can have a second baby only if one parent is an only child. I first got this great news from my aunt, who always wants to have another child and concerns about the latest policy of family planning. She shared the news with us when having dim sum together in a sunny morning. And I still remember the policy was so widespread and popular that almost everyone was discussing about it at that time. I think that was mainly because it can benefit every family or literally everyone. So even if I didn't meet my aunt, I could still know it sooner or later. In my opinion, it's a positive move for us. In terms of families, parents would like to have more than one child to take care of them during the old age, take charge of the family business, or maybe simply add more joy to their life. The only child, likewise, also wants more siblings or cousins to grow up or play with during the childhood, so that he or she could feel less lonely and always have company. From the aspect of an individual, besides, it can be seen as a step worth celebrating as it means greater personal freedom in China. At least, Chinese nowadays stop suffering from a variety of punishments, from fines and the loss of employment to forced abortions. Though, I think if China is serious about respecting human rights, the government should immediately end controls over people's decisions to plan families and have children. The new law still means progress, and it takes time to be perfected.